How reliable is your judgment? Are you judgmental? Astute? Astuteness means to judge something accurately, you need a lot of skills, spiritual capacities, including seeing the big picture, etc. You need to be able to tell similar things apart. You need to be astute. And you may need to be able to answer the question, but is he/it worth a damn? The originator of that question, but is he worth a damn? Ty Lopez looks for credentials, because they are easy to check. But when I go and check the truth value of the books he recommends, I find anything from 3% to 9%. And that is not worth a damn. Treating Ty's steps, or what his teachers say, or what the books say as the truth will trap you on the tree of knowledge. And yet I recommend that you do the 67 steps. But do it the way you take a shower. You take a shower, you get wet, you towel off, and you move on. But getting wet has a lot to do with a good life. What? It is hard to say, but exposing yourself to a lot more of the world than you would if you were just sitting on your ass, doing the same things day in and day out, will slowly and surely allow you to be more, see more, and be a lot more astute. Because you can see a whole lot more. Will it make you astute? No. By itself, no. But by doing things that test what you learn? Hell yeah. At least in the area of life where you are testing. So yes, I recommend it. I myself became a lot more astute by doing it. I am asking a lot more questions, and questions that are taking me to the edge of human knowledge. Maybe into the unfolded part of the holographic universe. As I have said before, if you are a midget, you see the knees of people, and you will make your judgments from the knees. If you judge people to feel better about yourself, or to place yourself above them, you are fooling no one except people who are on the same level as you are, intellectually, spiritually, and in emotional maturity. I watched a movie on Saturday, Idiocracy, and it showed where humanity is heading. So far, the lowest common denominator is winning. The people who have the most time to breed in their low vibration, low intelligence, low motivation genes take over the gene pool. Every low vibration, low intellect human reserves their right to have an opinion, and they feel entitled to have and shout their opinion. And to boot, they are right about their own opinion. It is up there with the human right of the pursuit of happiness in people's minds. You recognize this by the utterances it/he/or she/they/women/is/are without anything to back it up. Actually, just listen to Trump. It's all that. Utterances. I delete comments like this on my blog. I ponder first if asking them what justification, what arguments they have. But of course I feel that they have no arguments. They feel it. In the past few days I have renamed the tree of life the dominion of sensations, instead of feelings. I have found out that people cannot tell the difference between an emotion and a feeling, the two are collapsed and the two words are used to express the same thing. The difference between the tree of life and the tree of knowledge is words. Words that are inaccurate, emotionally charged. Anyone can manipulate you, anyone who wants to control you, rule you, enslave you, now can. With those emotions. Whereas sensations is the communication device of wisdom. The other day, on the feelings webinar, we spent the most time on fear. Fear, the sensation. Not the fear that you know, the one that grips your throat, that weakens your legs, that stops you from breathing. No, that is an emotion. Fear is a sensation, is like a blip on a computer screen. Over before you even notice it. Over before it registers. But if you are in tune with your body, with your senses, that blip wakes you up and makes you pay attention. The blip is a reliable indicator of something that you need to pay attention to. That missing it can get you into trouble. It is mostly below the conscious level, but if you have your head up your anus, as you usually do, it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, wake you up and tell you to get your head out of the anus. So you can see and be present. I have been bringing consciousness to this blip, and so far this seems to be the most frequent communication from my body. I have been catching it 20 to 30 times a day. It catches the typos for me. It warns me to turn the panhandles away from danger. And it even warns me to go to the bathroom, even though I don't feel anything, the nerves that would allow me to feel were severed 66 years ago. Fear is a warning. It also warns me when I am being roped in. When I am attempting to click on a clickbait. Take a wrong step. Eat the wrong food. Be hasty in my conclusions. An all-purpose early warning signal. You obey it and you avoid the traps: life, other people, the internet, your mind. The desire trap. Or any of the other traps I haven't quite learned to name yet. It can wake you up when you are sleeping. The fear blip can make you start listening when you are deeply in your story. When you are only pretending to listen. It can warn you that you are being full of crap. A liar, a resistor, a judgmental creep. I have been able to distinguish between a yes blip and a no blip. Subtle. The sixth sense. Most people completely snowed over by emotions. Emotions are long gripping things. They actually hijack you from what you are doing, from life, and claim you for themselves. Sensations are all blip-like, even hunger, even having to pee. They repeat periodically until they get you to move your sorry ass. But the gnawing hunger is not hunger, it's emotion. It is, as the adjective gnawing indicate, last for a long time. Life isn't interested in ruling your life. The mind is. Life is interested in keeping you alive, keeping you ticking. It is interested in you doing what is good for you. Keeping you doing what you are doing, if it works for a life, and redirecting you when what you are doing is harmful. And while you are doing what you are doing, peeing, eating, and sleeping, life will remind you to do that as well. Through sensations. When what moves you is what you know to be true, you are on the tree of knowledge, and are moving towards your own death. I have students who can't tell the difference. They don't have any sensations. And they get sick, they offend people, they get too skinny, too fat, too complacent, too brilliant, too helpless. They are close to guidance. From me and from sensations equally. The only way to live your life is to keep the cone of vision wide and deep, while being awake. Not busy in your mind. See what you are doing in perspective and in the context of everything else. You have no idea what I just said. Because no one has trained you to be effective in life. You are trying to do the best with what you got. But what you have is puny, and not only puny. What you have is most likely, the wrong things. Trivia, flashy, common knowledge, what everybody knows, religion, positive thinking. The majority is always wrong. What everybody knows is a lie, and not worth knowing, because it's toxic. When I suggested that the way to move forward is to promise what you can do. Do what you do, and come back and restore your integrity by giving an account, I promised 10 and 1 did get X done. One of my students says, in California where I live this is normal practice, people promise things they don't even intend to do. And therefore I am unwilling to promise anything I am not sure I will do. When you can't see that you can't understand, can't follow, because what is being said is like it was said in Africa, but you are answering in Utah. Then you can be sure that your head is way way up high in Uranus. And that your self-assuredness in being right is not justifiable. Because you don't know what you are talking about. Most of you think you know a lot. But the truth is that you are ignorant, and ignorant to the fact that you are ignorant. When you get a flash of insight to show you that you are wrong, and ignorant, you consider that the exception, not the rule. As long as you consider yourself knowledgeable, you won't learn anything. You won't listen to anyone. And you, surely, will avoid listening to the blip messages of your body. Because it says the opposite. And of all things, your favorite thing is feeling right. About everything. Isn't it?